7강 유형 다지기 1 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, class. Before we start today's lesson, I want to say something regarding the course syllabus. Some of you might be wondering why you have to read literary works in English class, especially if you're going to major in mathematics or science in college. Studying literary works, such as novels and short stories, will probably be challenging for you. But I'm sure it'll be beneficial to you in the end. You'll be able to improve not only your English skills, but also your imagination and creativity. Most of all, I hope you'll be able to find enjoyment in reading short stories and novels in this course.
2번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is Mr. Jackson, the principal. Thanks to your efforts to raise funds last month, we're able to open the school art gallery on October 4th. And now we need a name for this wonderful place to showcase your artistic talents. The school has decided that it would be meaningful if the gallery was named by a student. So all of you are encouraged to suggest your ideas by submitting them to the student council by September 20th. We'll choose the best one, and the winner will have his or her name printed on the poster for the grand opening of the gallery. Thank you.
3번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I can't wait to go on vacation tomorrow.
Me too. Do you think we have everything we'll need?
I'm pretty sure. We have everything from food to the first aid kit. Now we just need to pack.
All right, then let's do it right now.
Honey, how about doing it tomorrow? It's getting late and I'm so tired. We have some time to do it tomorrow morning.
Come on. Don't you remember our last trip to Hawaii? We almost missed our flight.
I remember. We forgot to set the alarm and woke up late in the morning.
So I think we should get everything ready tonight just in case.
You're right. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Let's start packing then.
4번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. My name is Daniel Truman, and I'll be your guest speaker for this lecture. Nowadays, we're surrounded by so much information, and it's not always easy to know which sources to trust. Here's one good way to verify the reliability of information. Check how old it is. Find out when the source was published or revised. In some subject areas, such as the sciences, having current sources is essential. But in other fields, like the humanities, including older material is important. So if the newest information is desired, check with a scholarly database for the most recent edition of academic publications. In many cases, publications with multiple editions include more reliable information.
5번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you watching?
An animal circus show. Look. Bears are riding bicycles like humans.
I don't think it's ethical to use animals in the circus.
Why not? People can watch and admire animals by going to the circus.
Well, the circus is also a place where people abuse animals. I heard some people train animals by hitting them or not feeding them.
But I think animals can also form close relationships with their trainers.
Maybe. But what do you think about animals being kept in cages?
Well, if the conditions are good, don't you think the circus can be a happy place for the animals?
No, I don't think so. I still believe people harm animals by using them for entertainment.
Yeah, you have a point.
(6번) 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What do you think is the most important thing parents can do for their children? Play with them? Buy them a lot of toys? Well, I think nothing is more important than reading books to them. Experts say it's exceptionally valuable for parents to share a book with their children to improve their future reading and writing skills. Many parents want to read to their children more, but they don't, mainly because of a lack of time or energy. I know parents are busy and tired, but reading a book doesn't require a lot of time, only 5 or 10 minutes. I encourage parents to find this time. It will benefit their children greatly.
7번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Phew, I'm so thirsty. Sophie, do you have anything to drink?
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks. Hey, what's this? It tastes like soda.
Oh, it's carbonated water.
Carbonated water? What's the difference between this type of water and regular water?
Carbonated water really helps relieve indigestion. It's also good for dieting.
Really? Why is that?
It's good for dieting because it reduces your appetite. I've already lost 3 kilograms since I started drinking it.
Amazing.
I also believe that carbonated water is much cleaner than tap water since it's thoroughly filtered to remove all potentially harmful substances and pollutants.
Wow, I guess I should start drinking it too.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This must be Jake's playroom. It's filled with toys almost up to the ceiling.
His bedroom is also full of toys. He has too many.
You know what? I read an article that said fewer toys benefit kids in the long term.
Really? I thought more toys help children grow and learn.
To some extent. But it said parents should learn to limit the number of toys that children are given.
Why is that?
It said that too many toys prevent kids from developing their imagination.
How come?
Because kids with fewer toys end up using their imagination more and being creative while playing.
That makes sense. When I was young, I didn't have many toys, but I had so much fun inventing games instead.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Kathy, how are you feeling today? Has your cough and sore throat gotten better?
Yes, the room was very warm and cozy, so my cough went away. Thanks.
I'm so relieved to hear that. Oh, did you like the view from the window? This hotel has a great ocean view.
Yeah, it's perfect. The sea is really beautiful.
Definitely. Do you want to order room service for breakfast? We're leaving at 10 o'clock.
Okay. What is our schedule today? A commercial shooting or a magazine interview? I'm a little confused.
Don't worry, Kathy. Today you have a magazine interview at 11 in the lobby.
Thanks, Martin. I always appreciate your help. Then when is the film shoot?
That's tomorrow afternoon. So after the interview today, you'd better get some rest.
Thank you.
10번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm a radio reporter for the Voice of Greenville. Could you spare a moment?
Yes, but it has to be brief. As you know, Hurricane Bobby is getting closer to us.
Thanks. I completely understand. It looks like you're leaving your home.
Yes, we are. We're only 5 miles from the coast here, so we're leaving.
I see. So you've decided to leave the area although there hasn't been an official order to leave?
Yes. We stayed home last year during a Category 2 hurricane, and it was terrible. I fear that the same thing will happen again.
At least you are safe. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
11번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, are you Anna Thompson?
Yes, I am. You must be David Robinson. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Robinson.
Pleased to meet you, too. Just call me David.
All right. I'm really honored to have a chance to work with you, David.
Me, too. My friend Paul recommended you as an expert in this field.
Thanks. I always do my best.
Have you read my books?
Yes, they are all very touching.
It's all thanks to my two little kids. They inspired me a lot. And my wife is the one who suggested recording the stories.
And that's why you contacted me.
Yes. I'm sure you can bring them to life with your voice.
Okay, I'll do my best.
12번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Ron, I heard you got a hamster.
Yeah, here's a picture of the hamster cage.
Oh, it's a two-level cage. Is that a water bottle attached to the side on the top left?
Yeah, the hamster sucks the water out through the mouth of the bottle.
I see. I like the hamster wheel you put on the first floor of the cage.
My hamster loves playing on it. Then it goes to the bowl next to the wheel and eats.
Do hamsters eat seeds?
Yeah. Sunflower seeds are my hamster's favorite.
I like the stairs that lead up to its house. Your hamster must love going up to his apple-shaped house. It's really cute.
Actually, I made the house myself using wood.
Really? Amazing! Now I want my own hamster.